News. I'm Gary Lee, and it's more the Coach's Show. Here we are staying in Howe County. We're going to Liberty High School. Talk with head coach of Liberty Eagles, Brock Kadege. Good morning, man.
Good morning.
Well, it's starting to feel a little bit more like fall.
It is. It is. The deer are moving.
Yeah.
Necks are swelling.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I drove by the other, I can't remember what evening it was, but you and looked like your offense, you know, your varsity team, I think it was Monday night, maybe afternoon, you guys were out there kind of, you know, working things out. And here we are, week eight. Last week, you guys are rolling. I mean, take us through last week's game. What'd you see that you really were impressed with, and what'd you see that you thought could be critiqued a little bit?
Our speed, you know, our kids played fast. We're still working on angles. There's still things that we can get better at for sure. But our kids, you know, kids are playing fast and they're playing together. And, you know, those two things kind of correct a lot of mistakes.
Well, last week, you know, I mean, it's been so much fun. Last week it was the Ashton Stanley show there for a while. Boy, he was in on a lot of defensive plays last week.
Yeah, he was. You know, Ashton's a senior linebacker this year, and you know, he has a lot of experience, and he plays with a lot of enthusiasm, and he's a lot of fun too. He's a lot of fun to coach.
You know, they talk about Karloftis, the first or one of the draft picks for the Kansas City Chiefs. They talk about his motor. You know, he's got a high revving engine. I mean, you've kind of got that too, don't you? With some players.
Yeah, I do. You know, that's some, you know, a guy's motor isn't something that you coach. You either have it or you don't. And I'm blessed that I've got several guys that just never seem to quit moving. You know, Caden Farrell,
mm-hmm.
Skylar Rogers, Jaren Rutledge, the list goes on. You know, just those guys just, they have really high motors. And they play at a really rapid pace.
Well, and you know, you've been doing this a long time, and following different teams and doing the play by play. You see a lot of kids that they're really good players, but you know, maybe in, you know, after three or four snaps in a row, they kind of, I'm not going to say take a play off. I don't mean that, but it's not as intense, you know, and boom, there's a play on the edge. But you're kind of, knock on wood, okay, your defense has kind of been maintaining, and the offense is clicking now. So, I mean, yeah, you know, when we talk about kids with high motors and revving, you've got, you know, the other night, I mean, you got like 17 of them. And that's a huge advantage, right? When you, I mean, you're playing about 17 pretty consistent. Am I?
Yeah, we're trying to play 18 guys.
Okay, yeah.
On Friday night, 18 is the number that we're trying to play.
Yeah,
I like to be over 20.
Right.
But this year, just not quite possible. But we are playing 18. You know, every Friday night. It just, you know, I said it from the time I took over, but I felt like if I'm going to ask these young men to dedicate themselves to me in the program, you know, and work out all through June and July when it's 100 degrees,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, put in the time and effort to make themselves good at their craft, then they need the opportunity to go out and showcase that on Friday nights. And they really took it to heart, and you know, we've been able to do it, and you know, I really feel like it's paid off. you know, with injuries. You know, we haven't had a lot of injuries this year, you know, knock on wood.
I did.
You know, last year we had so many injuries, and this year, you know, because we've got to play so many, you know, and they all have experience because they played last year. And I just really feel like, you know, we still have legs.
Yeah.
And at this time of the season, that's not easily done.
Well, tonight, last week, again, you know, picked up a win over the Kabul Bulldogs. Well, I want to give a shout-out to Parker, okay? That was by, you know, nobody was rubbing anything in anybody's face. But Parker, he took it to the house, and that was just so cool. I mean, what was the sideline like when you know, I mean, it had to be pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah, they went crazy. it was an inside run play.
Right.
And had some good blocking up front, and he made a couple of guys miss, and then
he gone.
We all know he can run. He's fast.
Oh, my goodness.
And, it was exciting.
You know, and I'm seeing one young man that is making it hard on you there, Coach. Number 6, Rodriguez. He's starting to, you know, nudge you a little bit, isn't he? Like, hey, Coach, I can do this.
Yeah, he can play. he has some very good skills, and you know, it probably doesn't hurt that his brother's coach.
Right.
And he gets pushed hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but he's been around the game since he was little. You know, his brothers, you know, played for me, and now Coach Rodriguez, you know, coaches with me, mm-hmm. and I think that's a big advantage.
Well, Joey and Marcos, you know, I mean, they were really, well, they were fun, hard nosed, good football players, and now little brother is, you know, he's ready to roll, and I mean. He's not that far off, but here we are. It's Friday night, week 8. You're going to Dent County, and, you know, a lot has changed. You know, it's peaks and valleys with programs. It's a cycle, and right now, you know, Salem, they're struggling a little bit. What are you seeing out of the Tigers that, you know, you're going to have to kind of – that you guys really had to prepare for tonight's game?
They are struggling a little bit, but we don't really take that into consideration.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they're still a 3A school. They're still the Salem Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I talk a lot about tradition and legacy. And, you know, every week we're playing against ourselves. We're trying to be the best that we can be, you know, and get the most out of ourselves. So, you know, whenever we have film sessions on Monday, it's not always an easy situation, and everybody is under the microscope. And everybody from top to bottom has things they can improve on. So we have a lot of things that we want to improve on this week. And so... You know, we're not just playing against the Salem Tigers. We're playing against ourselves. And I just feel like that if we worry about ourselves and do what we need to do, mm-hmm. then everything else will work out.
Well, you know, it was a while ago, but really not all that long ago. The Liberty Eagles didn't have any wins and traveled to Ava. And Ava, I think it was 1999. Ava was number 2, and Liberty won. I mean, it was a crazy, crazy game. But so, yeah, you can never, you know, never take anybody for granted because that's how you get bit right square in the behind. But now, you know, it's week 8, and I know you don't want your players thinking about it, looking at it, but it's really – where you're at right now, there's still work to be done with the conference, but it's really about that district seating right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We talk about it a lot. I try to be as transparent as
yes.
I can with my players. My players are experienced, and we talk about being, you know, fine young men and responsible, you know, a lot. And so we don't, you know, put things and try to hide them. They understand that district seed is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And we've worked hard to this point to get where we're at, and we don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
So, you know, holding that top seed is very important. And, you know, districts has always been a really big thing for me.
Yes.
Because districts allows you to go on to state playoffs.
Yep.
And that's where every team strives to be every year. And, you know, we've put in a lot of work to get where we're at, and we're just hoping to try to maintain that pace.
Well, I mean, I've always looked at it kind of like this, that a high school football season is kind of – there's four chapters to it. You've got your out-of-conference games. You've got your conference games. And then you got district, and then the state playoffs. And you want to win all four. Well, okay, let's check off the list. You're out of conference. Now we still got conference to go and districts. But I mean, do you guys kind of look at it as at that way, or is it just, you know, one game after another conference to done?
You know, we talk about you know, in years past, usually the first five games, we're really moving around and we're changing pieces of the puzzle,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to find where everyone fits. Games 6 through 9, guys are more locked in. They understand where they are, so it's a polishing phase. And then we want to be wide open come game 10.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be, as you know, at our best. This year, because we were so injury riddled last year,
right?
Everyone played, and so we came into this year kind of knowing where everyone fit.
Yeah,
we did have a few, you know, young guys step up and fit, but not a lot, and so we haven't had to do a lot of shuffling, which has allowed us to move at a, you know, more rapid pace than we're generally used to.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of fun. I'll just be honest. It's been a lot of fun and not near as much stress this year. You know, which is great for an old guy.
That
stress, you know, wears on you. You know, whenever you're trying to fit the pieces to the puzzle every week, and sometimes you're trying to put a square peg in a round hole, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I mean, you know, nobody understands what it is that you do and what it is that you go through, the criticism that you will receive, you know, in the coffee shops and, you know, at the lunch table. But because, you know, I mean, you are their biggest fan, you and your coaches. I'm sorry, you guys are their biggest fans. I mean, you know, they're your kids almost. I mean, they are your adopted kids, and you're away from home. You know, your wife doesn't see much of you, and when she does, you're probably just zapped, and you know, you got to move on to the next preparation, and it's tough being a coach.
Yeah, it is. You know, I tell every young coach that it's a lifestyle, and to be good at it, you've got to be married to it. And with that being said, your wife has to be married to it, because, you know, they're your support, you know, and they're going to see the good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah.
And not everybody is built for it.
It's
it's tough.
It's tough.
It's very tough.
It is very tough, man. It is, and you're doing a fantastic job, and, you know, it's always a pleasure. Man, we have had a lot of fun, and it continues. Coach Brock Kennegy, the Liberty Eagles, tonight at Salem, kickoff 7 p.m., pregame 6 p.m., and it's all going down on the Fox 96.9. Coach, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you very much.